notice that we mentioned that when you learn Daf Yomi, things that you learn in Daf, you find very applicable every day. That they're nice in B'chol Yom. You learn something in Daf Yomi, and Mamish, it applies very much that day. So today, it was unbelievable. One of the clearest examples I ever had. Because we know that today was Tu B'Av. Chamisha Aser B'Av, the Gematria is Ksiva V'Chasim Atova. You start wishing people Ksiva V'Chasim Atova on Tu B'Av. Yeah. It's an introduction to Yom Naram. Look, we said on Shabbos, from the Nesiva Shalom, the Sanam Rebbe, that the Shivan and Dechemta, the seven Haftaras of consolation, correspond to the 7 weeks of Siris Omer. That just like we're being Mechin for Kabbalah Satorah and Shavuos, we're Mechin these 7 weeks for the second Kabbalah Satorah, which happened on Yom HaKippurim, right? That's what the Nesiva Shalom explains. So we already start wishing Ksivah Chasimatova from Chamisha Aser Ba'av. But we know that the Gemara in Tanis tells us that Lo Yom Tovim LiYisrael Kemo Chamisha Aser Ba'av Yom HaKippurim, that the two happiest days were Chamisha Aser Ba'av and Yom Kippur. I understand Yom Kippur, day of Slicha Mechila Kapara. As we said, it was the day of the Lucho Shnios, the day when the relationship with Hashem was really concretized and solidified after the rupture of Chet HaEgel, which Moshe Rabbeinu actually talks about at length in this week's Parsha. What exactly happened with the Chet HaEgel, how Moshe had to defend them, and that's certainly one of the themes of Parshas Ekev. But why is Chamisha Asar Ba'av so important? And the Gemara gives you a lot of things that you're like, really? Really? The Gemara goes through so many different pshatim, explaining this is when they didn't have to cut any more wood for the Mizbeach. Okay? This is when the people in the desert stopped dying. Okay? This is when the Shvatim were allowed to marry each other. Okay? Like, each one of these things, you're like, really? This is why it's one of the happiest days of the year? That doesn't really make so much sense that this makes it the happiest day of the year, right? No? You hear the question? It's a good question. It's a starka question. So I hold the best tarot I ever heard. The best tarot I ever heard about why Chamisha Aser Ba'av, Tu Ba'av is a chash of a day, comes from the Bnei Yisachar, Hirsch Meilech Dinever, right? The Bnei Yisachar. And the Bnei Yisachar explains that we know, he quotes Sota, Daf Beis, but it's also made Katan, Daf Yud Ches, and it's also Sanhedrin, Chof Beis Amar Aleph. Today's daf. He quotes a Gemara from today's daf to explain the chashivas of Tu B'Av. And he says that it's Mem Yom Kodem Yetziras Havlad, 40 days before a fetus is formed, that a bas kol machrezes v'omeres, a bas kol announces the shidduch for this Vlad, the shidduch for this fetus. Mamish, today's daf. Today's daf. Sanhedrin Chav Beis, and it also made Katan Yirches, also Sota Daf Beis. So listen to what the Bnei Sosar says. It's so beautiful, mamsh, beautiful, and explains why Tu B'Av is such a happy day, and what all these things really represent. They all connect to this theme that we know. What's 40 days from today? What was 40 days from today? What? No, not Rosh Hashanah. Chaf Hei El. Chaf Hei El was 40 days from today. What's Chaf Hei El? Ah, Chaf Hei El is the first day of creation. We know Rosh Hashanah was the sixth day of creation. Yes, yeah, Samantha said that. Getting nachas. Your mom's getting nachas. Right? This, right. One of my Talmidim is going to text me, who's this Samantha in this year, right? When he posted a Mahi Torah. So the Gemara, so we know that it's a Rashi in the beginning of Torah that quotes famous Midrashim, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis, that the world, Alab Machshav Atchila, why did Hashem create the world? Be Reishis, for Reishis. For Klal Yisrael, Hashem created the world. So if Klal Yisrael is the purpose of creation, at that first moment of conception of the world, it was about the Jewish people. So what happened 40 days before? What happened today on Tu B'Av? The Gemara tells us 40 days before there was a bas kol. There was a bas kol announcing the shidduch for Klal Yisrael. Who's the shidduch for Klal Yisrael? Kutsh Brichu. The shidduch for Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Tu B'Av is about. It's not the Jewish Valentine's Day. That's like saying Purim is a Jewish Halloween. It's not the Jewish Valentine's Day. It's not, again, in America, you don't feel it so much. In Eretz Yisrael, if you've ever been in Eretz Yisrael for Tu B'Av, which I have been for a lot of the past Tu B'Avs over the past decade, if not all of them, they make it like a big deal, like, oh, it's the Jewish. No, it's not Jewish Valentine's Day. Just like Purim is not Jewish Halloween, right? But what is what? That Jewish Valentine is Shkoyach. Don't paskin from Facebook. Google maybe, but not Facebook. Definitely not.
Staff posted on Facebook today also.
What?
The daf, you know, like someone posted today's daf.
Baskol, that's machrezes. Yes. So that's what, but, so this is about, this is, okay, we're not going there. So, this is going to take us way too far afield. No, you have to be makadosh everything, right? But you have to have the siyogin, you have to have the fences and put in place. You have to have the fences put in place. But the idea that bat mem yom, Kodim, Brias Ha'olam, the Baskal Machrezes Va'omeres, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shidduch for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Shidduch for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This explains all of the things that the Gemara and Tanis talks about. Because Rav Baruch Simon, Zimrei Baruch, last week points out the Chashivas of Tubav, all those things show the Chashivas of Nishmas Yisrael, show the Chashivas of a Jew. And every little thing that a Jew does is appreciated. Why is the fact that they didn't have to chop any more wood for the Mizbeach that happened on Tubav so Chashiv? Because now they didn't have to chop the wood, they had time to learn Torah. They had time to be involved in other Maaseh Mitzvahs, really to dedicate themselves. That's the Chashivas of what we do. Even the littlest thing has such potential, such great chashivos in Shemayim. And this is really what Tu B'Av is about. Tu B'Av is realizing our own chashivos. That's what Tu B'Av is about. And that's a lot of what this week's parsha talks about. But this week's parsha really has it back and forth, because when a person realizes Erchos so chashuv, and they can do so much, what can also set in? What can also set in is a certain arrogance. And that the Chiddush Elev talks about. The Chiddush Elev we've quoted many, many times. Reb Henoch Leibowitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who's a Rosh Hashiva and Chavetz Chaim for many years. So he says in Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'amarta bilvavecha, kochi votem yadi asa li asa chayil hazeh, that Moshe Rabbeinu warns us, Hishamr lecha, pentishkachas Hashem elokecha. Be careful when you're going to go into this land and you're going to eat and you're going to be satisfied and things are going to be great. You're going to have wonderful homes and you have wonderful vineyards and, right? And you're going to have so many, so many brachos. V'ram levavcha, your heart can grow arrogant, can become haughty, and you'll say in your heart, Pasuk Yedzayin, kochi v'otim yadi yasali yasachayel hazeh, that it's my power and it's the strength of my hand that has done all of these valorous things, has all done all these mighty, amazing things. And Rav Henoch Leibowitz says that, you know, the Jews are listening to Moshe Rabbeinu living in the Midbar on the Mon, on the Ber Miriam and everything, they're thinking, this is coming from, what Jew could ever think that everything is from him or her, that they're the ones actually doing thing? It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but that's the warning that Moshe Rabbeinu gives us, that that's a danger of arrogance, of forgetting who really is the source of ultimately everything that happens to us. And this connects us to one of my favorite psukim in B'chalat Torah Kuli. You're not supposed to have famous psukim, favorite psukim, I know. But one of my favorite psukim in the Torah, what can I do? It's Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis, this week's parasha, 990. And Mamish, we could talk 5 hours just on this pasuk alone. I'll only give you like two or three pshatim on this pasuk. But the pasuk is Va'ata Yisrael Ma Adonai Elohecha Shol Meimach Kim Liyuras Adonai Elohecha Lelachas B'chol Derachav Ula'avo So V'lavodes Adonai Elohecha B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha. And now Israel, what is it that Hashem, your God, asks from you? So we know there are many famous drashas, but one drasha on this pasuk, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the founder of the modern Hasidic movement, says Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Yimach. Hashem asks for Ma. Hashem asks for Ma. What is Ma? What is that talking about? So we have to look back in Bishalach Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Zayin. In Bishalach Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Zayin, in Sefer Shemos, you got to go all the way back. And what do we find in that Pasuk? Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Zayin, page 384 in Parshas Bishalach. Uvoker u'isem es kavod Adonai b'shamo es tlunos sechem al Adonai v'nachnu mo kisalinu aleinu. That Moshe and Aaron say about themselves, v'anachnu mo, what are we? We're nothing. We're nothing. Why are you complaining to us? We're nothing. It's all from Hashem. Right? We know the Meshech Chachma said, we learned this once many years ago, actually I think 3 years ago, that the Meshech Chachma said the danger of Moshe going into Eretz Yisrael is that the new generations would view him as a demigod. These generations at least grew up with him. They knew that it was everything Yad Hashem, but they was afraid. That's what Meshech Chachma says. It's a wild pshat. But the idea of Anachnu Ma, that Moshe and Aaron say about themselves, that we're nothing, the Baal Shem HaKadosh says, Vata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Mimach. Hashem asks for Ma. Hashem asks for a true sense of humility. Hashem asks a real anivus, recognizing that you are not the source, Hashem is the source. Recognizing also that it's not about you, it's about the Borei Olam. That's what it's really about. And that's why we can certainly connect the Baal Shem HaKadosh's pshat to the pshat that Chazal give us on this pasuk from the Gemara in Menachos. V'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Eimach. Come on, anyone I taught in Brewery should certainly know this. Yeah, I'm looking at you, right? I don't care, it was my first year in Berea, how many years ago that was, right? So let's go to something that was more recent. No, don't worry, we won't put you on the spot. V'ata Yisrael Meya Hashem Elokecha Shalom Eimach. And now, O Israel, the Gemara Menachos says, Hashem asks for 100 from you. 100 what? 100 brachos a day. Hashem asks you, oh, very good, Alana, right? That Hashem asks for 100 brachos from you a day. What does that mean? Why saying 100 brachos? How does that help you come to Ma? Because by saying 100 brachos a day, it makes you realize that Hashem's the source of everything. That's what the whole Avodas of brachos is about. The whole avoda of brachos, and it's an avoda. It's an avoda. You should know there was one great Sephardi tzaddik who died a little over 100 years ago. He died in 1914, and after he died, he came to his son in a dream, and he was mamish glowing. And his son said to him, "Why are you glowing so much?" And his father was a big Rosh Hashiva, was a big mekubal. He said, "Because I was very zahir in Birchas Hanen. I was very careful about my brachos before and after food, before and after pleasures, coming out of the bathroom." He said, "I was very careful about my Birchas Hanenin, and that's why I shine this way." And he was like, "What? Because of that?" And he said, "Yeah, because of that. Not because I was a Rosh Hashiva, not because I said my brachos with Kavana. I was very makbid on that." And that's what this pasuk is telling us. So when a person says brachos with kavana, that brings real humility. We recognize malbish arumim. These clothes came from, came from the Borei Olam. The fact that I can see you right now comes from the Borei Olam. The fact that I can walk comes from the Borei Olam. And when a person says their brachos every day with kavana, a person recognizes that the sum total of all my existence, it's b'yad Hashem, and we know the brachos is for good, and Rachmana Litzlan, they're brachos for bad also. That's also in this week's parasha, recognizing that Rachmana Litzlan, when bad happens, we have to ask ourselves, not why, but what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to do about it. What the response of this is supposed to be. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't punish us, Rachman Al Tzan, to hurt us. The Ribbono Shel Olam sends us challenges that we should grow from, and we can be lifted from. So that's all comes. V'atah Yisrael Ma, Hashem Al Kach Shem Ma. Hashem asks for Ma, to recognize it's not about you. To recognize that it's from Hashem. And the way to do it is by saying brachos. That brings you to ki imli yiras Hashem Elokecha, brings a person to yiras Hashem. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, the Gemara in numerous places, numerous Ma'amari Chazal, talk about yiras Hashem hi otzara, that's a pasuk in Mishlei, that yiras Hashem is the otzar, it's the storehouse for everything good. Yiras Hashem is the gateway to everything else in the pasuk, meaning when you have yiras Hashem, lelechus b'chol drachav, you'll go in Hashem's ways, you'll love Him, you'll serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Yiras Hashem means many different things. Back in the day, yiras Hashem meant fear, mamish pachad, fear. We know Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter and the Gedolei Kabbalah told me that's not the yiras Hashem we have to connect to today. He says, people can't connect to Yiras Hashem on that level today. But back in the day, I mean, the Bali Musar, you know what it really was? It was like lights off, only the light of a single candle, describing hell in detail, and like really frightening things like people would pass out from. Right? Yeah, like intense, but that could also break a person. And today, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter told me straight out, because today, there's not Yiras Hashem on that level. But Yiras Hashem is that you're in a relationship. You don't want to damage a relationship. You love Hashem. Hashem loves you. Hashem's your intended. So you don't want to do something to ruin that relationship. And Rav Salvechik, my father heard from Rav Salvechik, he thought that the highest level, Yiras Hashem, means seeing God in everything. And Rav Volpi talks about that. And Ali Shor, that real Yiras Hashem doesn't mean fear. It's a sense of hispatlus to the Ribbono Shalom. It's exactly the idea of Anachnu Ma, of Moshe Ve'Aaron. It's exactly what the Baal Shem HaKadosh is talking about, a sense of humility, about a sense of recognizing that it all comes from the Ribbono Shalom. But at the same time, we have to know that when Hashem gives us these challenges, what Hashem is asking for us, I saw in the Sefer Lachzos Pinon Hashem, you know, it's the Sefer that I love so much, by Rav Shaltiel Meir Cohen, HaCohen. He's the Sephardi guy that sells his farm at Vasikin at the Kotel. He goes up to any American, I thought it's not safe for Shuli. And like, I bought his safer. I'm like, this is awesome. I told my father, he looked at it, he loved it. He called the guy up, brought him out to Beit Shemesh, ordered like 5 cents of everything. Like, it's great. So every time he sees me by the Kotel, he goes, that Ben Shalom of Marcos. Yeshle at the Sarm. Yeah, Yeshle at the Sarm. So that was just an Eretz Yisrael. I just completed my set. Bamidbar was the last one. But Dvarmi is such a beautiful pshat. Sefer Lach Zos Benam Hashem. He says, Vato Yisrael, Mosh Hashem Elokach Hashol, Me'imach. Me'imach. What does that mean, Me'imach? It means everything Hashem is asking, me'imach, it's from you, you can do this. It says, you have to understand, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not asking for anything that's beyond your abilities. And this is the famous Ramban, by the Akedah, that any nisayon we have, me'imach, it's from within you. You just have to draw it out. You have to believe how great you can be. And you have to believe that if you really know that it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam puts you in a situation, it's arrogant to think that you can't do it. Because if you're saying you can't do it, you know why you think you can't do it? Because you think it's you. It's not you. It's through Ribbono Shel Olam. It's from Hashem giving you that kalach. And that's why when we say brachos, it's mamsh, the greatest lift up, that Hashem is giving me all these things. Hashem me'imach, that it's from you. Right? One of my favorite varts I say at least 20 times a year, in many different places. What are the last two words that we say? Great is your faith, Hashem, in me. That's why I woke up today. Because Hashem had a faith that I'm going to do something great today. I don't know what that is. Maybe be able to have kavanah when I say the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Doesn't mean I'm going to save the world today. It doesn't mean I'm going to, you know, run into a burning building and pull out a kitty cat. I don't know. You know, the small victories are also very, very chashuv. And we can't minimize what the small accomplishments, because in the beginning of the parasha we see Lubavitcher Rebbe's Chassid Gimelin and so many others talk about Vayeikev Tishma'un. That if you'll pay attention to the little mitzvahs, that's what Rashi says. Ima mitzvahs hakalos she'adam dosh ba'akov of tishmon. If you'll pay attention to the little mitzvahs that people tread on with their heel, the Avot Rebbe says there's no such thing as a small mitzvah. We don't know what's a big mitzvah and a small mitzvah, and that's exactly what you have to recognize. That the nisyonos that we have every day, the nisayon maybe not to get angry at your kids, right? That's not an easy nisayon. It depends, especially how crazy kids are making you. Depends how bad you slept the night before. That's a big nisayon. A nisayon to say a bracha with kavana. That's a chash of a thing. To say a bracha with kavana, you should know. I heard the story from my cousin who heard it from the Bala Maisa, my cousin of Shmuel Marcus in Queens, young Israel, Queens Valley, Rebbe in Landers. So he one time met the Kleisenberger Chassid and Shlomo Meyer. And he told him he learned by the Kleisenberger Rebbe. If you can see all Yehuda Halberstam, Zechusei Gein Aleinu, the great Shef HaChaim, the Rebbe we always talk about, lost a wife, 11 kids in the Shoah, came to America, rebuilt in Jersey City, then built Kiryat Sanz in Netanya. So he was an American Bacher that went to Kiryat Sanz to learn. And you know, the Shef HaChaim, the Kleisenberger, was very into Iyun and learning in depth and hours and hours. And this guy wasn't for him. He'd go to the mall a lot in Netanya. And one day he got back at night and they told him, the Rebbe asked for you. He knows you were at the mall today. He's like, oh no. Like, he's thinking about going to Ben Gurion, just leaving that night, you know, back to Jersey City. He's like, he's the Rebbe, you know. So he goes in the next day, the Rebbe calls him over, Shlomo Meyer. And he goes over and says, listen, you're not going to remember every Tosfos you learned. You're not going to remember the Tshuva Sarashba. Just get one thing out of your time in yeshiva. that the first time every day you say Shakol Nia Bevraro, Shemamish pause and say it Be'emunah Shleima Shakol Nia Bevraro. That's what you have to get out of this time in yeshiva. He's like, phew. But the rabbi stayed on him, like, Namish, do you remember? You know, and he told my cousin, this is what I learned from the Kleisenberger. And that's a very big lesson. It's a very big lesson. That their mitzvahs, Dashbakeva, we stamp on them with our heel. We don't take them seriously. The Bavitcher Rebbe, the Kleisenberger, it's no such thing. And that's why Meimach, the challenges that we have, Hashem are giving them and asking from us to be able to step up to these challenges. And this is also connects to another idea earlier in the parsha on the psukim, talking about the arrogance that we might chas v'shalom fall to, an idea from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, the great Memarim, the great Talmud of Rav Kook, and the Rosh Hashiva of Merkaz Harav, in Perek Ches Yudalit. If you looked at the pasuk, V'ram levavcha v'shachachtas Adonai Elohecha, hamotzi'acha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avadim, page 984. If your heart will grow haughty and you'll forget Hashem your God, hamotzi'acha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avadim. Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap points out, hamotzi'acha is a very strange word to use here. It should have been v'shachachtas Hashem Elokecha asher otzeisicha. Right? Asher hotzicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. What is hamotziyacha? He says a person could read hamotziyacha, Hashem your God, hamotziyacha, who is taking you from eretz Mitzrayim, from the house of Avadim. What does that mean? And the Meimarim says, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap Zatzal explains that every day Hashem takes us out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim, we know that everyone faces constrictions, everyone faces lachats and pressures and circumstances that we feel are stifling us. And understand, it's Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. Hamotzi acha, Hashem is taking you out. V'ram levavcha v'shachtas, that's the point. V'shachachtas Hashem elkecha, hamotzi acha. That it's Hashem taking you out of these scenarios. You're growing haughty, and you're forgetting Hashem. Hamotzi acha, He's the one that's helping you be successful in everything that you're doing, under all circumstances. And that's why we have to ask Hashem for help in all circumstances. We have to ask Hashem that we should be calm. We should ask Hashem to help us. You know, there's a tefillah I say every day. In the end of Shmon Esrei, Nilakai Netzar, that I shouldn't get angry today. I shouldn't get jealous today. You know, I grew up with a Hungarian temper, ask my mother, right? I was her little Hungarian, taking after my grandfather. Yeah. Horrible temper, like anger and inside out. Right? You know? It's a hard Nisayon. It's a hard Nisayon. And there's a tefillah I say every day that Hashem should help me. And I'll kind of say, I could show it. I could text it from my sitter. I could take a picture, send it to you. That Hashem, just help me not get angry today. Help me not get jealous today. Help me realize that my life is for me. And I have to face the challenges that I have here in my life. And these are the things, Ribbono Shel, that I can step up to, and I will step up to, with your help. That's what we have to remember. And that's why this parsha is such a beautiful parsha. It's such an amazing parsha. It really gets such chiyus from this parsha. A parsha that talks about recognizing, me'imach, that everything you, Hashem gives, you can step up to, because you don't have a koach from your own. Everything you're doing is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're kli of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if He's put you in the scenario, it means He's given you the kochos, and the Ribbono Shel Olam believes in you, that you can get through this. You just have to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tefillah is a big part of it. The mitzvah d'oraisa tefillah is in this week's parsha, according to Moshe Rishonim, in the second paragraph of Shema, right? This is the mitzvah of tefillah in this week's parsha, that every word of tefillah is so important. And V'ata Yisrael, Me Hashem Elokecha Shalom Meimach, 100 brachos, many say, is connected to the idea of tefillah. Isn't every bracha tefillah? Right? It's in every bracha that we say every day. A tefillah, Asher Yatzar is a tefillah, Shakoni Bedvar is a tefillah, Pakech Ivrim is a tefillah. Every bracha we say is a tefillah to Hashem. And so this is a parsha that gives us tremendous, tremendous chizuk. We're at the same time warning us not to fall prey to gaiva. Gaiva that we think we're so great, or gaiva, arrogance, that we think we can't do anything, because that's also arrogance. Because if you think you can't do it, you're arrogant, because it means you think you're doing it. It's not. No offense. It's Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam can help you through mamish anything. Anything, any matzav. And I said, I could go talking about brachos, the avoda brachos. Revolbi talks about it, that the brachos are the key to really amuna. If you're having problems, dafk, if you're having problems getting through difficult times, and your amuna isn't strong, Revolbi says the thing to work on is mea brachos. When you say shakol niyeh bedvaro, Shav kavana, shakol, everything, the air comes about bidvarov through his word. You should know Rav Meilech Biderman, who I'm mamish obsessed with, not Meilech Cohen, the singer. He's also pretty geschmack, but Rav Meilech Biderman, who was on one of the Chafetz Chaim Heritage videos that I mamish passed out before. Was he good, Alana, in the video? I'm really upset because I just couldn't stay up after Kinos. No offense to speakers before him on the video, but I was wishing, like, maybe I'll just fast forward to him, but whatever. So he says such a... Oh, good. Yeah, I would like that. Yes, please. So he says such a beautiful vart. Such a beautiful vart. He goes, this is why it's an inyan. Every morning, before you go to davening, before you start your day, to have a cup of coffee with milk and sugar. Why? Because the coffee is bitter, but the sugar's sweet. The water's hot, but the milk is cold. You take something that's bitter and sweet, mix it together. You say something hot, something cold, you mix it together. And what do? You say over that, Shakol Nia Bidvaro. In life, there are bitter times, there are sweet times. In life, there are times you're hot, there are times that you're cold. Mamish, I try to have this kavana every morning when I have my cup of coffee. Shakol Nia Bidvaro. What? The sweet times are also from Hashem, Rachel. You have to add a little sugar, a little bit, one grain. Tibim Mekayim, Rav Meilech Biderman, I promise you, it won't hurt you. Promise you, one grain of sugar, I'll give you sugar in the raw if you want. I have brown sugar, that's what I use. Okay? But Shakol Nia Bidvaro, if you don't drink coffee, have a little coffee, a little shot every morning. To be able to say, you think I'm crazy there. To be able to say, Shakol Nia Bivar, the bitter, the sweet, the hot, the cold, everything comes from Hashem. And that's mamash a lesson in Parshas Akiv. It's what we have to take from Akiv. I want to end, and again, we could talk about that for mamash hours, avod of all of this, but I want to end with one idea. Mamash, a beautiful idea. Totally, totally the other direction. Mamash, I was thinking about saving it for Shabbos, but I want to say it now, and I might say it again Shabbos, so you don't have to be in the drasha. If I'm going to be saying it Shabbos, I'll give you the heads up. Don't come in, right? Don't worry about it. I know some of you won't anyway, but it's okay. Don't worry. It's all right. No problem. But no offense. Really taken. But I heard this vart from my close Yidid Nafshi, my Chavrusin Kem Kaili, Rav David Sukenik Shlita, the Mashgiach Ruchani, in the middle school of the Joseph Kushner Hebrew Academy. He's mamish a holy, holy Jew. Mamish, I love him. Mamish Yidid Nafshi. We learned every morning. Woke up very early in camp just to be able to go and learn with him in the shul every morning. We learned Chassidus together. It was geschmack. It was really geschmack. We had a coffee. He had his coffee. I had my coffee. I had my coffee after, though, because he davened earlier. I davened later with the campers. He davened with the staff. He runs a kitchen camp. So I went to, he had the coffee before. I had my coffee after. But he told me vart on visiting day. It was worth it to go to visiting day in Camp Kaylee, not only to see my niece from Eretz Yisrael. I love her also. It was geschmack seeing her. But to hear this vart, that's really why Hashem sent me. Not to drive my wife and kids there, right? But the vart is Perik Yud Aleph Pasuk Vav, mamish. And he said he didn't know where he saw it. I went through maybe 20 svarim today till I found the vart where it is. Look at Perik Yud Aleph Pasuk Vav. Tell me the problem with the pasuk. Tell me the problem with the pasuk. Here Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them all of the nisim and the flows, because this is a younger generation. They didn't necessarily see everything, all the miracles that happened, right? Some of these kids, even someone who is here is 35 years old, older than most of you around the table. Not me, don't worry, not some of us at the table, right? But someone 37 years old didn't see Kriyas Yamsuf, didn't experience Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? They didn't see these things. So Moshe had to tell them that there was amazing things. But look at Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Vav. What's the question? Vasher asa ledasan al vaaviram b'nei Eliyav ben Ruvain asher patza aretz atzpia vativloim ves bateim ves aleim ves kol yikum asher baragliem b'kerev kol Yisrael. Right? What's the problem? Right? That, and you should remember that what Hashem did to Dasan Aviram b'nei Eliyav, the son of Reuven, that the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed them up in their homes and their tents and everything they had in the midst of all of the Jewish people. One second. Hold on. You get into the Ramban. Hold on. No. They didn't. But that's the Ramban's answer to my question. Question that Rabbi David Sekenik Shlita pointed out to me. Iker Chasam and Sefer. What's the parsha in which that happened? Korach. What happened to Korach? Where's Korach? Where's Korach? Dasan Vavirim? The earth opened up for Dasan Vavirim? The earth opened up because of Korach. Right? Should I leave you with the question or you want the answer? Okay. So Rabbeinu Bachai says, Dasan Vavirim were the real troublemakers. They were the troublemakers. They were the troublemakers. They were the constant troublemakers. That's why Moshe mentions them. And not Korach. The Chiddush Yerim says, because Korach at least had Negius, he had a personal gain from the Machlokas. Dasan Avirim didn't have personal gain. They were just rabble-rousers. They were just Mamsh Bali Machlokas. That's why Moshe warns them. The Ramban says what Alan is saying, but in reverse, that Korach, it's Machlokas in Sanhedrin, Kuf Yud Amar Aleph, I believe. Daf Yomi didn't get there yet, but I believe it's Kuf Yud Amar Aleph. Machlokas, did Korach bring an Eish Zara or not? So this is a raya that he did. Why? Because Moshe doesn't tell them, remember the Eish Zara, because it later in Navi also. There's a king acting as Kohen Gadol, brings an Eish Zara, and what happens to him? He also gets burnt up, right? Aside from Nadav Aviyah were burnt up by being in an Eish Zara. So that's what the Ramban said, oh, this pasuk is a raya that Korach brought an Eish Zara. He was part of the Eish Zara Chevra. So that's why he got burnt up. It's not Poshet. And certainly not Mestaber from the Psukim. Right, you read the Pesukim in Parshas Korach, it seems like Korach is also swallowed up. So listen to Reb David Tzekenik said. And I found it in the Sefer, in one of my Likud Svarim. My mom went through 20 Svarim to come to the Sefer Malo HaOmer. I don't know who it is. So it's Reb David Tzekenik. I say it B'Shem Amro, Reb David Tzekenik Shlita. In the Sefer Malo HaOmer, he brings down, I saw it in Sefer Yagdil Torah, brings down from the Malo HaOmer, where Reb David Tzekenik Shlita said. It's unbelievable part. Unbelievable word. Korach's sons, Lomesu. Korach's sons did tshuva. Korach's sons were listening to the speech right now of Moshe Rabbeinu. Dasan Avirim, their whole family got wiped out. You know why Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't talk about Korach here? Why?
That's embarrassing.
He doesn't want to hurt the feelings of Korach's sons. Come on! The week after Tisha B'Av, that doesn't blow you away? Oh, the sensitivity of Moshe Rabbeinu, speaking to millions of people, to see the sons of Korach and say, I can't talk about their father? Ah, wow. Oh, what a musser. What a musser. The week after Tisha B'Av, how Moshe Rabbeinu was sensitive to the feelings of the sons of Korach. And we know, lo yisiyak yikorach v'chadoso rishonim olde to mitzvah daraisa. Not to be like Korach, but here, when the B'nai Korach are standing there and listening to him, can't do it. He can't be mevaze the father and hurt their feelings. Okay, I thought that was a great part. Okay, I love that, and I had to share it with you. Okay, but remember, the lesson of Ekev, me'imach, it's from you, these kochos. Hashem gives you these kochos, and that brings you to ma. You're nothing. It's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why you can do it. That's why we don't get haughty. Hamotziyacha, as Rabbi Yaakov Mishra Chalap says, Hashem is taking us out of difficult matzavim every day. And that's why we have to say brachos. Have that coffee, the bitter, the sweet, the hot and the cold. Shaha kol niyeh bedvaro.